How would you like to spend a week in the sun partying with Marty Morrissey? If that sounds too good to be true, well, don't worry, because it is true. Marty Morrissey is taking his Marty Party show to a fabulous hotel on the Costa del Sol for a week of great fun, great entertainment and plenty of laughs. Marty's going to be joined by a host of stars for lots of fun in the sun. I'm delighted to say that we've doubled the number of Morrisseys in the studio now, because Marty Morrissey is just sitting directly across from me this morning. How are you, Marty?
Two Morrisseys is enough for any human being.
Some would say it's too much.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love your introduction, but it also could be the worst nightmare ever to spend a week having the crack with me. But anyway, I hope people won't feel like that.
I suspect, Marty, there'll be a long queue of takers. How, though, did this all come about?
This all originated, I'd love to take credit for it, but I can't take any credit for it, because basically it started with Mario Rosenstock and Oliver Callan taking the mickey out of me and their various TV and radio shows, and Oliver's still doing it, in fairness. So you either buy into it or you get all huffy and puffy. And I remember, God be good to him, Colin Murray, who was one of my favourite friends and colleagues, and he got imitated by the après match way back in the 90s, and Cullum didn't really like it, and I said, Cullum, you know, it's the ultimate compliment to be impersonated by anybody, and I said, you know, you just buy into it, never thinking that the day would ever come when anybody would actually try to look like me or be like me. I said,
it was easy to give that advice when you weren't at the centre of it.
Yeah. So I remember listening to myself. So I said, you know what, I'll buy into this. And we had the crack. And obviously, then with Dancing with the Stars, Anna Geary put up the group that we were in, the Marty Party. It just kind of, it grew legs, to be perfectly honest. And even to this day, if I go to a hurling match or a football match or whatever, the kids will say, oh, there's Marty Party. You know what I mean? It kind of has gone with me. So as I said, you can't find it anymore. So last year I decided, you know, without everybody saying, when are you having the party, to put the kind of party together. So we did six events. We did in Killarney, we did UL, and I'm sure a lot of Clare people were in UL. There were a lot of people I know from Clare and Galway, and we got huge crowds. I mean, there was close to 1,000, over 1,000 actually in UL, and what was the beauty of it was the people who supported me came to the party not having a clue what this was going to be, because the truth was, I hadn't a clue either. We had a concept in mind of entertainment, fun and everything. So it's a bit of Ant and Dec, it's a bit of Michael McIntyre, it's a bit of the best entertainment you could have with some of the big names who can sing and dance. And we put a cocktail of all that together. Bernard O'Shea joined me as my Ant and Dec, if you know what I mean. And it's literally just fun and music and dance. That's essentially, it's an entertainment show.
And I'm sure that won't be the only cocktail on offer for the week. But it must be very satisfying, or, you know, just, you know, give you a little warm inner glow, Marty, that, you know, those shows you mentioned last year, and you were in with us to talk about the one at the time that was forthcoming at UL, that people mightn't have been, as you say, overly aware of what was on the bill, what was going to be happening in terms of the entertainment. But purely just because you were going to be there, you're the name.
I don't know about that.
You might, well, you know, over 1,000 people and big crowds. That must be
when you try something like this, and, you know, look, my own attitude is that life is for living, and you never know. You know, when I do my blood tests, I'm dreading to get the results because I'm always thinking something bad or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm conscious that, thanks be to God, we've got good health, and we try and spread a bit of happiness or a bit of music and a bit of crack. Because I'm a Clare man, and we love, as Auntie Daly said way back in 1995, we love our traditional music, and I love the music and I love dancing. I'm no good at either one of them, but I admire the people who can, and I enjoy the fun and I enjoy people. So, you know, I suppose in some ways, I suppose, being an only child of only children, you kind of say, well, I love the company of people as well. So it was very satisfying. When you put yourself out there, it's a bit scary, Alan, to be honest with you, because suddenly you're saying, Will people come? This mightn't work at all. But they did come, and they supported me, and I very much, very much appreciate it. I thank everybody who did come. But obviously, what happened then was that a couple of people from Killester Travel were at the event in Letterkenny in County Donegal, and they loved the concept of what we were doing, which, as I said, was a bit of everything. And they said, really, you should do this in Spain or Portugal. I said, will you go away? There's no way am I doing this. And because I never thought of I was never at one of these events
because
I know country music people have been doing it for years and very successfully. So anyway, the seeds that were germinated in my head, and they kept coming back, and at Christmas they came back to me again, and I said, okay, maybe we should try it, you know, and give us a good run at it. So here I am in front of you.
Here you are in front of me. And I suppose in terms of the group of people you were going to be bringing with you, Marty, the entertainment aspect of it, was that easy enough to organise? Because you know, there are a lot of people who will say yes to you. They'd find it very hard to say no. Or because you already, from the shows last year, you had people, you know, you were able to put a bill together for that.
Yeah.
So some of the same people, you offered them the sun, they're going to go with you.
Yeah. Well, I suppose you develop, like, it's like in my own world of sport and the GA in particular, you develop friendships and bonds. And over the years, when various events were on, I met people that I would have admired. And became great friends and close friends. Like, when my poor mother died 2.5 years ago, like, I asked Sharon Shannon, because my mother loved her, would Sharon Shannon come and play? And Tommy Fleming, I asked, and Tommy was very good, because Tommy, I asked him to sing one song at the very end, which we did it, you know, I did it my way. But it was very funny to see the great Tommy Fleming performing in Mullock Church with a sheet of A4, because he didn't know the words, but he wrote out the words and he sang it. You know, that's good friends, know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
He went to the effort.
And so... excuse me, Sharon Shannon and Tommy Fleming are coming with me. And they kind of come and go. It's a seven-day trip. And I have to say, the response has been fabulous already. So just to tell you, Alan, you know, the list of people are coming is quite long. As I mentioned, Sharon Shannon, my good friend from my own county here, Clare, is coming. Tommy Fleming is coming. Mary Coughlin, George Murphy, who is kind of a younger version of Luke Kelly, for those who don't know, he's just brilliant. The Galway Tenors, Lisa Lamb from Celtic Women is coming. Our own Katie Purcell, who's living in Spain, but she's from out in Fica, but she's magnificent. She's one of our own. And Matt, her brother, is going to do the sound for me. So there's a great conglomeration of goodwill. And I was out there. Where this is happening is in the Polynesian Hotel, which is basically, you fly to Malaga and 20 minutes away you're in Bella Medina, and the hotel is the Hotel Polynesian. And I went out there about 2 weeks ago, Matt, myself and Deirdre from Calesta Travel, and I have to say I was really impressed. Beautiful hotel, and the security is very secure as well. There's good security as well. But you get bed and breakfast. It's half board, bed, breakfast and dinner, and I can vouch for the fact that the food is top notch, because I wanted to experience it myself and see what it was like. We have a lovely ballroom that we'll, you know, have all the various events. And during the day, there'll be dancing. Patrick O'Sullivan is a guy from Cork, excuse me, that I'm horse after yesterday in Galway, who's a huge, huge hit. And I know people go to Innes Stymon to his festival, and he sells out, and it's all a dancing festival. Excuse me. So he's coming as well. So it's a long list of people.
And this is from the 1st to the 8th of October, Marty. Is that hotel pretty much taken over by the Marty Party for that week?
Or
performers will be performing in and around the hotel?
They'll be obviously by the pool during the day. There'll be music, there'll be a bit of dancing. I have a couple of other ideas coming down the track, but I can't announce them yet, of other people that might be coming. But I have this idea, whether it'll happen or not, of learning how to jive, or learning how to line dance, which I'd love to make part of it as well. Do you know what I mean? So, like, at the moment, I have to say, we only put it up on social media during the week, and the tickets are flying out the door. Again, I thank people who might have done it already. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I look forward to seeing you in October.
Is there kind of a bit of pressure on you, in a sense that, like, it's a holiday of sorts, but every night you kind of are working as well, because that's the reason people are going, is to be entertained by all these musicians and so on, but also by yourself.
Yeah. Well, it is. I mean, I'm taking a week's holidays to do it, but I suppose I'll enjoy having the people with me. Do you know what I mean? How many people come? It's
but
up
you can't
people.
Be going for like a happy hour at lunchtime somewhere at
well,
some
I might,
pub
I
by
might,
the...
I might do that, yeah, yeah.
You have down to pace the beach. Yourself.
Yeah, and it's amazing how many people have contacted me over who are living and working. I mean, there's a GAA club in... there's several, six or seven GAA clubs in southern Spain, yeah. And there was Club Iberia, which I never heard of in my life, but they want to come to the party and they want to... We might play a football match on the Saturday. You know, there's kind
brilliant.
Of... There's all sorts of things happening.
Due to commentate.
Yeah, correct. So there's all sorts of things going on. But yeah, I'd love people to come. And I'd love to see, obviously, Clare people, Galway people, Limerick, but Tipperary. But I'd love to see a lot of my own county come and have a week's sunshine during the day and party during the night. The music will be great. The list, as I said, is very impressive. Yeah. And it's a different mixture to other events. And I think people will really enjoy it. But I would encourage people to try and get tickets now because the thing is moving faster than what I thought.
So I presume a best place to go for people to check out tickets, cost and so on, and more details. Is the Cholester Travel website?
Yeah, www.cholestertravel.com. But just to clear FM, Deirdre from Cholester Travel has given me her mobile number because a lot of people, if you're like me, I can barely send an email. I'd rather be talking or on the phone. Hmm. So you can ring Deirdre at 087-689-3519. 689-3519 or go online www.cholestertravel.com.
Okay, Marty, I can't let you go without a word on the weekend's events. Your voice is nearly hoarse.
He's talking too much.
That late leveller from Galway against Kilkenny probably tipped you over the edge, but Super Value Parky Cuive, it wasn't quite last chance saloon as myself and Derek were talking about after the opening weekend's action, but it was very much a case of whoever lost it is going to find it really, really hard to get out of Munster. Thankfully, Clare won in a high scoring affair. What did you make of it? Did you get a chance to see back any of it? Or?
Well, I mean, obviously I was at Galway Kilkenny yesterday and we were live, but my good friend from home, Kieran Madigan, was doing the statistics with me yesterday, so we were trying to keep an eye, which was only during half time and full time. But I saw it last night, and you'd have to be very proud of this Clare hurling team, because that was like, we were all heartbroken yesterday week with what happened across the road and the way we lost it, to be, you know, as we all know, whatever it was, 15 minutes to go and 9 points down, and within a week to come back and give that kind of a display. They were magnificent. They were great. And to do it in Páirc Uí Cuíve, because Cork, I felt, were also in the same, not quite last chance saloon, but it was more difficult for them. And to show the character, there is character in this team. This is a good Clare team. And yesterday, they were all great. So they deserve a huge round of applause. And I think Brian Lowe and I think I heard him on your station this morning, and like, we're back in the competition now. And we are. And I say we now as a Clare man rather than as a broadcaster. But you'd be proud of them last week because they were so good, and we were all heartbroken for them and for us. But to come back and do what they did, there's a backbone here. You'd have to say, wow, well done. Really well done.
Definitely.
And I think from now, they have Waterford here, they have a break now, and they play Waterford here and Tipperary. So we'll see what happens there. But they have a chance now at least, you know?
Mm. Well, hopefully by October, maybe there'll be a couple of Clare players with the Lee McCarthy Cup and the Costa del Sol with Marty and crew.
Well,
you never know.
Well, that'd be a great way to celebrate the Lee McCarthy. Yes, that would be a good idea. www.cholestertravel.com and bring the Lee McCarthy with us.
The campaign starts here. Marty Morrissey, thank you very
no
much.
No pressure on Brian Logan
and
the boys.
Thanks very much.
Don't put the sun through, bless.